Strange Adventure.
Constable Heath of the Canadian Mounted Police halted his dog team before the isolated cabin. Jules Lebec, his strained face beaming with gratitude and his eyes shedding tears of relief, rushed out to greet the officer.
Ah, monsieur, at last you've come. My Indian runner gave you my note. Delaney, my partner, is crazy, wild. A few more days with him, and I be crazy, too.
The officer nodded. He knew the story without hearing the details. Another man had cracked under the strain of the far north. The loneliness, the long nights, the piercing cold, the struggle of tending long trap lines had been too much. A few weeks of gentle care and normal surroundings, and Delaney would be all right. But it would take a couple of weeks to get him to that care.
I say, get his things. We'll start immediately. Oh, monsieur, thank you, thank you.
The constable and the maniac started trotting beside the sled. After an hour, Delaney dropped behind. Heath slowed the dogs and went back after his charge. Delaney waited till Heath came near, then sprang. The maniac's fingers clawed at the officer's throat. Heath relaxed. Then, just before everything went black, he lunged up and forward, breaking the hold. Finally subdued, Delaney was handcuffed and tied in the sled. That night when camp was made, wolves howled in the distance. The maniac had to be left unfettered in case the wolf pack was hungry and bold enough to attack. Delaney slept soundly, but Heath didn't dare risk even the lightest doze. Then the days dragged on, and Heath made camp for what he had hoped for the last time before reaching a Mountie station and relief. Every move was torture. Merely raising his hand was like lifting a heavy weight. The wolves edged closer. They circled the camp. Heath sat with his back to the fire, his rifle ready, while Delaney slept. Then the wolves attacked. A snarling, howling, biting horde swarmed over the camp. Heath emptied his rifle, but still they came. One of them grabbed his arm before he could reload or turn the gun to use as a club. The maniac sprang from the sled and grabbed a hatchet. He swung wildly, laughing, screaming, venting his mad lust for killing. His hatchet crashed against the head of the wolf, whose fangs were buried in Heath's arm. Finally, the wolves were driven off. The officer bandaged his arm as best he could, then started off along the trail, leading Delaney on foot. The pair finally staggered into the Mountie station, Delaney half-dragging, half-carrying the constable. Heath collapsed, screaming, shouting, weeping, stark raving, mad from fatigue, nervous strain, and loss of blood. Both men were taken to an asylum. But fate added the final irony to this mission of madness. Delaney was normal in a couple of weeks, but it was a full year before Constable Heath was able to return to duty. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Pattern for Murder, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.